It is 2nd of June. During the time of Napoleon and even during the years of the American Civil War, warfare looked completely different. Armies lived in cities or meticulously organized camps, choosing wide fields or plains as battlefields where they clashed in combat. Nowadays, war is fought everywhere, in fields, forests, and cities. Any geographical point where two or more fighters from opposing armies can fit can become a battlefield. The armies themselves no longer idle in camps awaiting a decisive battle. Instead, they firmly hold their positions while at the same time attempting to capture the enemy's positions. Meanwhile, there is always a certain, sometimes significant distance between the front positions of Ukrainian defenders and the advanced positions of Russian occupiers. This interval between the opposing front lines is called the gray zone or no man's land. Its extent depends on various factors, but geography often plays a major role. In cities where buildings serve as ready-made fortifications, the enemy armies can be separated by hundreds or even tens of yards. About 10 years ago in Homs, Syria, I personally witnessed a scene of combat between rebels and government soldiers through the windows of neighboring houses. The fighters' positions were divided by a narrow street that a truck could barely pass through. Similar conditions prevailed in the battles in the towns of the Kharkiv and Donetsk regions. Our heroes there were also often separated by many yards of no man's land from the Russian invaders. However, in the southern part of the country, everything looks completely different. The fighting there takes place in open, sprawling fields. There are no hills or forests. Instead, there are thousands and thousands of square miles of plains riddled with trenches. No man's land stretches for miles here, and constant combat takes place upon it. On the no man's land, there are sappers, scouts, snipers, and even artillery in action. I have accompanied artillery units to their firing positions several times and can provide some insight into what it looks like. The main danger of firing from no man's land is that the enemy immediately detects the source of a barrage and retaliates. Therefore, conventional artillery is not suitable for such specific use as it is too heavy and slow. Improvised rocket launchers come into play instead. These are several tubes with rockets mounted on rotating platform which is placed in the bed of a powerful high-speed pickup truck. The team operating this pickup truck moves into positions using reconnaissance data to aim their rockets at the enemy. They fire off the rockets with a matter of seconds, and within a minute, at a speed around 70 miles per hour, they race across the field toward Ukrainian positions. This is the sound of a salvo from such rockets. After that salvo, the pickup truck team has around 20 to 40 seconds to jump into their vehicle and quickly leave the launch site. If they don't, the enemy reconnaissance will detect them and immediate shelling will follow. Being on no man's land is highly dangerous. The Russians have reconnaissance drones that track the movement of Ukrainian soldiers in the gray zone. If they detect you, be prepared for artillery shelling. Moreover, the Russians often shell the roads in the gray zone, even where their drones cannot reach. These blindly targeted shells are also very dangerous. Just a few weeks ago, such a random shell nearly killed me and my comrades when we were pushing a stuck vehicle out of the mud. I almost always keep my voice recorder on now and can share this experience with you. Here, listen. You can hear a male voice which belongs to an officer ordering us to lie on the ground in Ukrainian. Although, to be honest, such orders are clearly unnecessary because when a shell flies past you, you automatically find yourself on the ground.